From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. NATO foreign ministers are holding year-end talks in Brussels. This week's NATO meeting comes just days after the European Union unveiled a plan for defense funding and research. A major item of discussion in this week's meeting is expected to be U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's approach to NATO. Trump's conflicting remarks about the Atlantic Alliance have fed European concerns. Here is NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
Just a few days ago, the U.S. Congress authorized a budget which quadrupled the funding for U.S. military presence in Europe.
Jens Stoltenberg. The European Union's chief negotiator for Britain's exit from the bloc says an agreement must be in place by October 2018. Michel Barnier issued the timetable Tuesday in Brussels. He warned Britain would not get a better deal as a non-EU member than it does now. German Chancellor Angela Merkel wants to ban the full-face veil worn by some Muslim women as a way to stop what she called parallel societies from developing in Germany. Ms. Merkel had just been re-elected Tuesday as chairwoman of her Christian Democratic Union Party when she said the burqa should be forbidden wherever legally possible. Those places would include schools, courts, and other public buildings. The Syrian government says it will reject any ceasefire agreement that allows rebels to stay in eastern Syria. The Syrian Foreign Ministry argues that such an agreement would just allow rebels to regroup and carry on their battles. Syrian monitors say the death toll from a Russian and Syrian air offensive that began late last month against rebel positions southwest of Aleppo has climbed past 300. This is VOA News.